All right, we have a couple of guinea pigs in studio for a Wet Nose Wednesday.
Dentally and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Thank you, James Atkins. Thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet. Natalie, Jessica in with cream cheese and bagel. Guinea pigs. Good morning.
Yes.
So, you've got cream cheese, right, Jessica?
Yes, I have cream cheese. Cream cheese. With a little brown on his little ears.
All white.
And,
except for a little brown.
Right, and then bagel.
I have bagel in my arms. And like Jessica described him, he's an everything bagel.
It's like all his colors. Yeah. He's so cute.
He is so cute. If you could zoom in on his hair.
Oh, yeah.
Look at his hair.
We'll comb
his
over.
His hair, yes. It does look like he's got a little bit of a comb over going on, but he is so cute.
Comb over on a guinea pig. Okay. Yeah. Long. And cream cheese, not quite the comb over, though.
No. So. Cream cheese has shorter locks.
Mm-hmm. He's got like the... He's like, I'm with the times.
Right.
How old are they?
Yeah.
They're young. They're only like, I think, a year old, from what I remember. They were just owner surrendered. They just couldn't take care of them anymore. They are chunky.
They are chunky.
Yeah.
When you brought them in the carrier, I'm like,
they're big
you
pigs.
Said pigs. I thought, wow, yeah. They are
That's
pigs.
A small pig.
It's just more to love. So.
More to love.
They are a very good size of guinea pigs.
Right.
And guinea pigs are such good pets.
They are, yeah.
They're like very, very good, like first time pets. Because, well, they're social, so you can't just like leave them and not do anything.
Right.
They do require a lot of work.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I'm not sure if you want to commit all that time to be a first time pet parent. Yep. Mm-hmm. But if you want someone that you can like pick up, dress up, put in Barbie cars, like do whatever. Yes, these are great.
They're all
pets.
Game on that. Yes.
Jess, have you ever had guinea pigs?
I did. I had a pig growing up, and he was with my Barbies.
Yeah, see? Yes.
He did.
And I had guinea pigs, a set of guinea pigs. I was in my adult, but they would play with the little tea set. Yep. You can dress them up. They have little shades on. Oh, my
right.
gosh.
Yeah.
Hello, cute. Everybody. Anyone listening? Photo shoots are endless. Like, this is endless fun.
Endless fun. Yes. Guinea pigs, right. Now, they can live a long time, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother had a guinea pig, though.
Yeah.
Lived a long time.
Their life expectancy is about 8 years, but they definitely can live longer.
They can because, well, they eat lettuce.
They do. Know? Yes. They
Most of the time. A lot of the time. Healthy.
And they
healthy
are eaters. Talkers, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They usually, Quakers. I'm kind of surprised how quiet they are right now. Usually they're chatty Cathys.
I know.
But they're very cuddly.
They
like,
are.
They
yeah.
really are. They're enjoying, yes, you too. You're enjoying the snuggles. He's like, but me, they're just such cute big pigs.
Okay. We have guinea pig love
so
here.
Cute. Right? Yeah.
They remind me, do you remember the movie? Dr. Doolittle with Eddie Murphy.
Uh-huh.
They remind me of the pigs from that movie. That you can see the personality, especially in little cream cheese's face.
Just, just hanging out.
They are very inquisitive.
A lot of times, guinea pigs went down.
Yeah.
These two are.
They don't mind as long as you have them secure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not morning pigs.
They haven't had their coffee yet.
Yeah.
And we just accepted not to fight it, too.
Yeah, they're like, okay, all right. They are actually expecting snacks as payment.
Uh huh. Yes. All right. Well, let's get the cream cheese and bagel adopted. That'd be nice. Go out to the Hancock County Humane Society.
Yes, we are open Tuesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. You can also visit our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com.
Very good. You have Blessing of the Animals coming up this Saturday.
Yes, from 3:30 to 4:30 this Saturday, June 15th. And that's going to take place in our memory garden near our Rainbow Bridge. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, we had last week King George and Queen Charlotte, a couple Pomeranians in, and I think we broke Facebook. It was shared.
We
the
did.
Picture.
It was shared so many times.
Yeah. They deleted it.
They Facebook actually flagged our Facebook post and they removed it.
I don't know.
I know. But we do have an update for them. I think good news for King George.
He has a family actually flying in from Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
This weekend.
Yes.
And then they're going to drive back to make it more comfortable for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
They are wonderful.
Unfortunately for Queen Charlotte, there were some complications with her surgery. Possibly with her surgery, and she passed away.
Okay.
So, is definitely a sad update, but we are hoping for the best for King George.
Yeah.
The family when I talked to them, they were obviously sad, but that didn't sway them. They still wanted King mm-hmm. George, and they're so right. excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and they've had Pomeranians before, so they know, and they're actually open to getting another one so he still can have a friend.
Very good.
Hopefully.
Well, good. Thanks for coming in. It's Wet Nose Wednesday. Natalie, Jessica, and cheesecake and cream cheese. Yeah, cream cheese. Yeah. I don't know. What? It's on my mind. Thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet. We'll have the video up a little bit later on WKXA.com and our YouTube page.